Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. Go on, let's be friends.
Now, I'm joined now, delighted to be joined, by Julian Despon from Conran na Gaeilge. And it's with regards to the new exemptions with for the Irish language and learning Irish. Can you tell us about this? The submissions to be through by the 18th.
Yeah, the farmers at the moment are looking for submissions based on the exemptions that they give for the learning of Irish. The system that's in place at the moment. And what I would say about this was the system that's there in place, but everybody agrees that it's not working properly. You have, I suppose, this is highlighted by the fact that about half the people who get the exemptions go on to do another European language or something after being exempted from learning Irish. So it's not that they can't learn a language, it's just that they have found a way of not doing it. So there's a system there that's broken, needs to be fixed. And the department brought out some research from the inspectorate to say what's the best way of going about this. And what we were saying is that what's actually then being asked in the survey the department put together, it seemed to us sort of ignored what was being said by the inspectorate and went on to suggest certain things to, I suppose, tweaks for the system. One of them, for example, is to no longer have to get a report from a psychologist in terms of, you know, whether the student's able to learn the language or not, and that it will be down to the headmaster in the future. And that's something that could be very difficult for headmasters in the future, because they obviously have a huge amount of pressure on them already.
And who used to be?
As well.
Who used to be responsible for that?
You would get a psychologist report to say whether the student was able to, you know, if they had a learning difficulty, that meant that they couldn't learn languages. And now that they're saying that it'll be down to what the school's special needs assessments come to, how they work that out, you know, so you won't need that report in the future from the outside person. So right. This is going to make it a little bit more difficult. But what we've said in the overall context of this, what we're trying to say is, but this is only tweaking a system that's not working at the moment. For example, they also want to change the year from 11 years old to 12 years old of people coming into the system late. So if a student, an Irish student or a person coming in from another country late into the system at 12 years old, that they would be entitled to get an exemption after that or before that. And what we would say again is that's trying to tweak the system instead of fixing the problem. The problem is that, I suppose, the way we teach Irish in the schools, while it's got better over the last number of years in terms of it's more focused on the oral Irish, people being able to speak the language, we don't believe that it's fit for purpose. So if you were to, example, change the system and have it based on the European Common Framework of Learning Languages, basically what that is about learning the skills, you know, speaking, listening, learning the skills properly. And if you were to do that, any student coming into the system late or any student who had learning difficulty, well, we would hope most students, obviously not every student that was learning difficulty, but we hope most students would have the opportunity to learn at their ability and at their level and in the amount of time that they have, and have leaving cert points provided to them based on that as well. So that could be a more inclusive system rather than the system they have at the moment, which is exclusive. So for example, if someone has an exemption in primary school, they still have to sit in the primary school class with the other students as they're learning Irish. So, I mean, the feeling of being excluded must be huge for that student.
Yes, well, definitely. But I was thinking that's a great thing if it was to be changed, because we go through 14 years or thereabouts ourselves, you know, as an Irish person, starting from, you know, junior infants. And then a lot of us come out the other end not being able to have a conversation in Irish. But as you say, if people are coming at it from a later stage, we learn French or we learn Spanish. We don't only do that from our secondary school. So that would be fantastic if it was able to be taught in that way, to change the way of teaching.
Yeah, you're right. And I suppose the way we're sort of trying to go down the road is of this community side of teaching, you know, so that the student, and that's why I say the European, I mean, the Europeans are very good. Like, they excel in teaching languages. I mean, it's, Ireland and England are at the bottom of the language learning leagues. You know, it doesn't matter what language we're learning, be it French, German, Spanish, Irish. We're not good at teaching the languages. We're not good at,
teaching it, or we're not good at taking it up, or why is that?
I suppose one of the things is that I suppose European or English is such a global language that there's a lot of, well, we don't really need it, you know, that sort of an attitude. Whereas, and that's one of the big failings in the schooling system in general, that there's nothing from day one, like we'd say that, you know, you could bring in the value of learning a language, the value throughout your life of having another language. So awareness of why we learn language, that's not even in the system. So students are asked to learn the language, they're not told why. I mean, in terms of Irish, there's huge job opportunities opening up now for people who have Irish. There's also, you know, there's the cognitive benefit, so that if you have two languages, you know, that you are better at problem solving, because you look at a problem with that there's probably two answers to the problem. You know, it's good in that way. And then, I mean, it goes the whole way up to later on in life when, you know, to encounter the effects of dementia and other age-related diseases, you know, that, you know, if your mind is working in two languages, that's very good for you, be it Irish or be it any other language, you know. So there's huge reasons why to learn languages. And not only that, I suppose, it's the cultural side of things, that you see a greater aspect of other people's cultures. In Ireland, I suppose, Irish language is all around us, and you look at place names. I mean, even if you look at Dublin, Ballyachlia, I mean, you know, Dublin doesn't have as much of a resonance or much of a meaning or much of a history, I suppose. And, you know, it's great to have the language and you're able to think about it. I mean, there's a huge amount of, I suppose, mythology as well in the names that we have in Ireland, which I think is great. And I think it's, you know, something that's very unique, I suppose, to our country.
Yes. Now, the thing is, though, a lot of these exemptions initially were for learning difficulties, or if you're arriving abroad and not having done it up to 11. Now, you've discussed that, the part of trying to change the way it's being taught. But do you actually feel that maybe there's too many exemptions to learning Irish?
Yeah, I think there is, definitely. I mean, we see it, by the way, even the inspector's report that was part of this consultation process have said that, you know, there has been a good number of exemptions granted that shouldn't have been granted as well. So, you know, so the system's not working. And I suppose not only in the way that Irish has been taught in the future, I think as well, as I mentioned there, it's how it is examined in the future. And if you come up with a system where, again, learning from our European partners, you know, where there's a system there that you can actually gauge how on a student's ability, their level in that language, be it Irish or French or German or any other language, that would be only of benefit to the way we examine, and that students who have learning difficulties or students who come in late could actually do the leave insert based on the level that's most applicable to them, instead of having to follow the system at the moment, which is very rigid and very doesn't have much of a, you know, there's not much ways of including everybody in the system that's there.
Right. Yes. But if they're not able to learn Irish, but yet we all have to learn English because that's the language we mostly use in Ireland, unfortunately. So if they're quite weak at English, is it too much then to be throwing another language at them? And then also, part of that question, another part, if they're being exempt from learning Irish, should they be able to then, you know, pick up, well, we'll learn French or Spanish, you know, come into the school and learn that?
Well, that's what I suppose. The first thing is, yeah, that's what I'm saying when it comes to learning languages, that, you know, we have to take into account the ability of the student, and that must be key in it, you know, and that a system that's put in place should recognise the ability of the student. So if a student is weak in learning languages, for whatever reason, that there will be a system there that they could actually still be included in the learning of the language, or, you know, we're not saying that there'll be no exemptions in the future, but we're saying that there'll be less of a need and there'll be more inclusivity. Then when it comes to the, I suppose, the examination or a student going on to do another European language when they're exempt from Irish, I mean, if you can learn a language, you can learn the language. So we wouldn't see that there's a need for exemptions for people going to other European languages. Some people say they're easier, but then if you actually look at the facts, Irish is actually good in a way compared to English, even in the way that, you know, there's a huge amount of rules there. So there are rules you can follow, rather than have something that's a lot more, you know, free flowing or sort of not as, you know, easy to be to know exactly what's right and what's not.
Yes, yes. Now, so talking about these submissions, then people are able to go online and submit their ideas. Is it about the exemptions?
Yeah. Yeah. What they're doing now is that there is people can go online now, and they can, and the department are looking for submissions now. The submissions deadline is the 18th of January now. People can send a submission to by email to consultation_exempt. They didn't use the whole word exemption, but EXEMPTI. They stopped at I at education.gov.ie. So it's consultation_exempti, EXEMPTI at education.gov.ie. They can go on and they can send in a submission there if they've got an interest in the issue, for sure.
Now, there was one thing that they were saying. The Department of Education seemed to be delighted with the amount of submissions and people who have gone online so far to do the survey. And they seem to think this is fantastic, you know, and people are interested in Irish. But the fact that it's to, you know, maybe these people are getting on just, oh, great, I can get exempt from Irish, go on there and submit. You know, it's kind of a two-edged thing to be happy that people are getting on, but it's for the right reasons.
Yeah, I agree with you. And see, the thing that we had major massive problems with the actual survey they have online, because the survey is completely and utterly focused on the system as is at the moment and tweaking it. There's nothing in there that allows you, you know, come up with a new system, a better system, you know, as in fixing it. So if you take an example, in maths, there was a problem with the teaching of maths in our schools. They didn't bring in an exemption system where people would be exempt from learning maths, because everybody does do maths in schools. What they brought in was project maths, a new way of teaching maths, which made a lot of sense and has made huge progress in the schools as well. And they brought in those extra bonus points as well for honours maths as well. So, I mean, again, that's what we're saying, and you can't do that in the survey that they have online at the moment. And all those people who took part in the survey took part in a survey that didn't give any option to fill in or to give opinions other than what they were actually looking for. And so in many ways, we were looking at this as a tick box exercise by the department at the time. So we got in touch with the department, especially the Minister for Education, and he has allowed now for submissions to be sent in as well. And so instead of filling out the survey, you can send in a submission. And that's the email address I mentioned earlier, if you want to send in a submission. We just found it was very, very restrictive, and it very much was just as if they were looking for a tick box in what they were proposing themselves. So what we're asking now is people to say, well, look, you know, there must be other ways of doing this into the future. And as we say, let's learn from our European neighbours and partners, you know, especially, I suppose, I don't want to bring in Brexit into play here, but, you know, we're becoming more European, and, you know, we have to look to Europe, you know, and our future in Europe, and part of that is language learning. So why wouldn't we learn from them and have Irish and other European languages, why not, have them tied to the European Common Framework of Learning Languages, which is a new way it looks at the skills and recognises the ability of students.
Yes, yeah, that would be fantastic. I've often thought it myself, because I hated the fact that I learned Irish right through school and came out and couldn't have a conversation. I have the cúpla focal, which we all would have, and, you know, if I'm trying to listen to the Nuacht to try and bring my Irish up a little bit, they might as well be speaking Japanese. And that's very sad. It's a very sad thing that our Irish isn't being taught in a way like other Europeans. I probably would have more French, and I only did it for a few years. So it'd be lovely to get that changed. I did go online actually to do the survey before this interview to see there last night. And it is just a lot of ticking boxes. And then when you come to the end where you can go in to do the survey or whatever, they want all your information up front, so it's not an anonymous thing. Yeah. So some people would probably be reluctant to do that.
Yeah. And even when you get through that and you get onto the questions that they have, now they're all based on what they're proposing again, so there's no leeway there for if you have a different idea, or if, you know, as I mentioned there. But the other thing is they were limited to 120 words. And, you know, 120 words. I know Twitter is taking over in terms of us, you know, being using a lot less language. But 120 words, I mean, doesn't get it was sort of to a person who has a few ideas of how they could actually change the system. It's extremely difficult to fit that in 120 words, you know.
Definitely. The best way is to email then. Email consultation_exempti, exempti@education.gov.ie, and get it in before the 18th of January. It's been lovely to talk to you, Conra. Julian.
Julian.
And I hope this goes well now and there's good changes in store, but... we'll see. Okay. We'll get you back again. You can tell us all about what's going on.
Great.
Thanks for speaking to me.
Good morning, Margaret.
A hand to you. Take care. God bless.